Good morning, Podcast Nation. This is the Ingus Podcast. Today is January 29th. It is the morning of January 29th right now. So by the time you hear this, some of the information may have changed. Definitely take a look at our website and our social media as we keep things updated. And today, Legislative Director Scott Balsam is traveling. He is currently on a flight and is not with us. And in his place, we have a guest from the Veterans Education Project team, the project from Ingus that is solely dedicated to education, higher education issues. Steve Patterson, how's it going, Steve?
Hey, good morning, Daniel. Good to be here.
Thanks for being on board.
Absolutely. I was noticing a little bit some of the offices empty. Where's Frank at today?
That's a good question. The executive director, Frank Yocum, is currently in Guam, visiting the National Guard there, meeting with people and discussing. We're very, very happy for that. We got word from Frank this morning that he got in. Very, very long journey. Think that he's probably a little tired, a little jet lagged, and we're glad that he made it in safe.
Absolutely. And then you're looking clean shaven today. So, I mean, does that mean that you're going to drill? What's going on?
That's a good question. For those of you who haven't met me in person, I typically have a beard, but every 3 months when I go to drill, I have to shave it off. So I am actually, later on this afternoon, off to California for my drill, my Super Muto with the Special Forces unit that I'm a part of.
Very baby face today. Very smooth baby face. Well, great, man. So you're going to California. You'll be gone till when?
I'll be back mid next week. Yeah. So February 6th is when I return. But I will still be available for email. If anyone listening has questions or wants to engage on social media, we will be quick to respond. And that's a great segue into some of the things that have been going on recently in D.C. For all of you that have been living under a rock, there's been a major government shutdown that has been underway for the last month or so, which recently came to an end. Knock on wood, we will be able to continue keeping the government open, and we are hard at work to ensure that all of Ingus members have their benefits and will avoid a government shutdown at all costs. That being said, we do have an interesting next 30 days or so. At the end of February, we have our annual legislative conference. Steve, are you excited to be a part of the first your first legislative conference with Ingus?
Yeah, it's exciting. I can't wait to meet all the members and kind of meet everyone from the different areas. I'm really interested to see what this thing's all about. I've heard so much about it, so I can't wait to experience it.
Ah, well, I'm glad. I think you're going to enjoy yourself. We have a jam-packed schedule for all the participants. We will be hosting a legislative panel with senior ranking members from the House, including the Veterans Affairs, as well as senior leadership. Someone from the Speaker's office will be in attendance. We'll be hosting an executive panel with two people from the White House and their counterparts at the Department of Education and the Veterans Affairs Department. We also will be doing a workforce initiative where we'll hopefully be hosting Department of Labor and DOD licensing and credentialing and have some employers that participate. And lastly, we will be hosting a education panel where we'll have the overview of where the post 9/11 GI Bill is and DOD benefits. We'll have a representative from DOD there, as well as people from institutions of higher education. So definitely looking forward to that. If you have any questions related to the agenda, let us know. I believe we have the point papers up on the website. We're going to be four primary issues, and we'll get into the weeds on those with a legislative overview of those white papers. But if you have any additional questions or need help setting up meetings, do not hesitate to reach out to myself or Scott. And now I'm going to transition over to Steve. Steve's got some exciting updates regarding tuition assistance and some things we're going to be hopefully doing very soon on that related issue.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, just to, as a brief introduction, the Veterans Education Project is an initiative that Angus started as a way to really focus in on education issues that affect all members of every branch of the military, not just Guard. But with that being said, as many of you probably know, tuition assistance is a program that is offered in every branch of the military with the exception of one, the Air National Guard. We are not quite sure exactly why that is or what the holdup on offering that is, but it's an issue we're starting to tackle and we're starting to see some traction. In fact, we went to a local school in Pennsylvania, a gunsmithing school, who's experiencing some of these issues, and we shot a video with a lot of the student veterans there and let them tell their stories. Though that video, as well as a series of other videos, will be getting posted up here pretty soon across all platforms, social media platforms, so keep your eyes out for that. If you want to learn more about either A, just the Veterans Education Project in general, or B, specifically about this tuition assistance issue, visit the VEP.org and check out the tuition assistance articles we have written about that as well. I also want to talk a little bit, Daniel. You know, you were chosen to be the lead representative for veterans at the negotiated rulemaking session that the Department of Education is hosting.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, so the Department of Education has a negotiated rulemaking session on accreditation and innovation, and they're looking to change some of the rules that govern how institutions work with students. And the Enlisted Association of the National Guard was invited to represent the veteran voice across all the VSOs as the lead negotiator on these issues. And it was a pleasure to be accepted and invited to that. We just had our first panel conducted earlier this month. And Steve, you were there directing traffic on social media.
Yeah, it was a really interesting time. I'd never been a part of something like that before, and it was just a really great experience to see government in action. It was really interesting. I really liked it a lot. We got to engage on social media with a lot of different voices in media and activists across the spectrum. It was a really great time. If you've never heard of negotiated rulemaking before, like I had not, there's actually an article on the VEP.org that really kind of breaks down what the process is and why it's so important. If you want to also watch the past sessions, there was 3 days of sessions in early January. You can actually watch the live stream of those as well. The links are on our website, again, at the VEP.org. And the future sessions will also be posted live as well. So you can find the VEP.org through Ingus's mothership website, or you can just go straight there. But yeah, it was a really great process. Really love it. Again, looking forward to the next couple sessions. We are actually looking for any veterans who are currently students or looking to be students that would like to offer public comment. If that's something you're interested in doing and getting involved, we'd really love to hear from you. So please email Daniel or myself and get involved.
Yeah, I think that's a great place to end. If you have a story in higher education related to your joint transcripts and not getting enough credit at an institution or being forced to take a class that you already really have the expertise in, we'd love to make your story known. We'd love to be able to have barriers to education removed for student veterans, and let us know. Again, my email is daniel@ingus.org. You can reach out to scott@ingus.org or our guest today, steve@ingus.org. I'll end on a travel note. I just recently returned from CCME. It's a conference dedicated to military educators, and had a very, very beneficial meeting. Had a chance to meet with DOD and discuss upcoming educative initiatives, and we represented Ingus there in full force. That about covers it for the monthly roll-up. Please be sure and like this post, download from iTunes, and stay tuned for more information. Signing off.